Hello, and welcome to a VO's Journey podcast. My name is Anthony Bika, and this show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all of the crazy things that I seem to step on. So today's podcast episode is all about narrowing your focus and realizing that not all actions are created equal. Now, this was a recent video that I did for YouTube, and I went ahead and brought it over here so you could listen to it on the podcast. And it really is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful episode about learning what, you know, taking a hard look at what we're doing and really, you know, narrowing that effort. The hard work that we do, really narrowing it in and focusing on the things that are actually going to help us grow our business. Okay. All right, you guys, thank you as always for listening, and I hope you enjoy. All right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pika.
And I've got something really cool to talk to you about today. I don't know if you've seen the title, but the title today is called Not All Actions Are Created Equal. And I want to discuss what I see happening to a lot of people. And that is, you know, we are trying to do so many things. We are trying to focus on growing our business, right? But there's so many things in growing our business. There's so many things to do. But the funny thing is the more things we focus on, right, the more things we try to accomplish, the less we actually succeed at. Think about that, right? The more things that we try to do at once, the less we actually succeed. And I see this often, right? Because I think that, you know, we have been told that we've got to multitask, we've got to be able to do this, we've got to be able to do that. And if I just have things going everywhere, I'm going to be successful. But it's kind of like, to use this analogy, right? The rays of sun spread out and, you know, they don't burn anything. However, if you take a magnifying glass and you focus the rays of those sun, right, the rays of the sun, you could start a paper on fire in a second. Okay, it's that type of focus, it's that type of actions that we need to look at taking, as opposed to us doing crazy, or not crazy, but us trying to do tons of things all at the same time. So what do I mean? So I'm basically talking about, we need to focus in our efforts on a singular, super important goal. Okay. Now, I want you to think of this as a wildly important goal or a whip. Now, you could tell, like, this comes from my, I don't know if you followed me, you know that I long time ago, we talked about four essential strategies or goal making disciplines, if you will, into growing a successful business. And, you know, the first one is coming up with a wildly important goal. But today's talk is, you know, like I said, it's about the actions you're taking. And it's hard for us to eliminate those actions. Like, I mean, seriously, you know, it's true. Checking your phone. I check my stinking phone all the time. I find myself just, you know, diddling on my phone for no reason. I, you know, just checking things. I don't know if it's a habit. I don't know if it's something because, you know, I feel like I got to keep moving or something. But like that, just that distracts me. Sure, could I answer someone's question on my phone? Yes, and I do that. But see, that becomes a distraction. That becomes a an action that is not a focused, narrowed in action. So what I'm talking about today is that I'm talking about you taking a step back for a moment. And I really believe this, on a side note, I really believe that it's important that we take a step back and look at our business, analyze what we're doing, okay? Take a step back, look at the actions that you are doing. Look at what you are trying to accomplish, okay? What is one thing? And I want you to pick one thing, All right. Now, in this particular situation, I'm looking for you to pick something, a big goal. Okay. Your wildly important goal, you know, which could be, you know, I want to, you know, make $10,000 in voiceover in the next month. Okay. That's a wildly important goal. Now, realistically, depending on how much money you make, et cetera, but the point here is I want you to choose and pick a goal. Okay. And from that goal, we need to spend, whether it's a, you know, we need to chunk out a piece of time and focus all of our efforts, put the phone away, stop doing anything else, but focus all of our efforts into one single thing. And that is doing the actions. Okay. One to three actions that are going to get us to accomplishing that goal. Okay, one to three actions. Those actions need to be those things that you do need to be actionable, meaning you need to be able to physically do them. They need to be able to, those actions need to be able to manipulate the outcome, meaning like, you know, if you do this, this will happen. Okay. And when you start using that criteria, right, like they need to be able to manipulate the outcome, they need to be able to be controlled by you. Okay. When you start looking at actions like that and you focus them into one to three of the most important actions that you can make every single day to get to that wildly important goal. All right. And I call those lead measures. And again, if you've noticed me, I've talked about it a long time ago, but I thought it'd be a good idea to bring back up because, you know, it's been a while. And, you know, this is something that I continue to struggle with every day. And that's narrowing my focus, right? Narrowing my focus. Now, here's something that's interesting. And I love to talk about this. And it's the difference between lead measures and lag measures. Okay. Now, this is from the book called The Four, if you see this, The Four Disciplines of Execution. I've had this book for a long time. I've used it. I've taught, you know, in some of my group settings with this book. I absolutely love it. But basically, the idea in this is that there's ways that we measure our business and our success. And there's two different types of actions, all right, or measurements, and that's called, in this book, lead measures and lag measures. So basically, a lag measure is how we measure the success of our business, meaning that at the end of the month, did you make $10,000? Yes or no? If you made $10,000 at the end of the month, then that would be, you know, the completion of that lag goal. All right. But if you didn't make that $10,000, then you didn't complete it. But here's the thing with the lag measure. The problem with the lag measure is that it's already over, right? It's already done with. You have no control over it. It is just a singular measurement that you take. You can't manipulate the outcome of that, right? When you measure it. It's already done. It lags behind the action. So the idea here is to create lead measures. Now, these are activities, daily activities that you do every single day that will help you reach that lag measure, that lag goal you're trying to accomplish. Does that make sense? So for example, we can use something easy as like going on a diet. So we know that, you know, after 90 days, okay, you want to lose, you know, 30 pounds, right? So at the end of 90 days, you check and see, you get on the scale, you use 30 pounds. Let's say you've only lost 20 pounds. Okay, well, you didn't get to the 30 pounds, all right? And you know, whether that's good or bad, that's not the point. The point is that at that point of 3 months, you failed to achieve your goal. Here's the thing. The 3 months is up. You can't do anything now about achieving that goal because it's over with, okay? It's lagged. It's gone. You just measured the result. Now, here's the thing. If I was going to say to you, okay, well, I want you to, instead of measuring, worrying about that measure, okay, I want you to think, what are some things that you could do that could change the outcome, all right? What are some things that you could do on an actionable daily basis? All right. And things that you can control. Okay. So if I'm going to pick one to three things, let's see. I know that if I take in the right calorie count, all right, and I exercise every day, it's going to result in me losing weight. So now I have lead measures that if I eat a certain amount of calories a day, do a certain amount of exercising a day, okay, that will lead to the goal that I'm trying to accomplish. Does that make sense? So now, instead of me measuring the lag goal, which lag goals are still needed to be measured, meaning we're still trying to accomplish something, but that's not what our focus needs to be on. Our focus needs to be on the everyday actions that we need to be taking in order to reach the goal. You've heard the journey is more important than the destination. Well, that's the idea, right? We're focusing on accomplishing the daily journey, the daily trek, if you will, in order to get to the finish line. So in this particular case, I start to track on a daily basis and I focus on those two things. We're talking about a diet. And this can be applied to anything, right? You know, anything from business to your personal life to anything, right? We're focusing on those two things, on dieting, okay, taking in the right amount of calories when we eat, as well as, you know, doing maybe taking a 30-minute walk every single day or something, okay? You measure that every single day. You do those activities. Then we see when you get to the point where you do your lag measure, you look and say, okay, did I get there and I lost 25 pounds? Okay, so now I know that I need to change those lead measures. Maybe I need to do 45 minutes a day. Okay, maybe I need to add in a little bit of weightlifting, okay, per day. And maybe I need to, maybe I need to add a little bit more vegetables to my diet. And you create that and you put that into your daily routine. Because you know the more you do here and the less you maybe you eat or intake over here, you're going to change the outcome. You've proven that. So now, because of your lead measures that you've measured, and now you've seen the outcome, okay, you are able to change, effectively know what to change in order to come to the finish line. So for us as voiceover actors or business owners, it's the same thing, right? It's the same thing. If I say, I want to generate, $1,000 of new business by, $1,000, I want to increase my voiceover business by $1,000 from $200 by 3 months from now, by in 90 days. Okay, so you've given yourself you've given yourself from a plate. You've given yourself. I want to go here from here by now, by then. Right. So you're gonna go from here to here by then. Okay, you're giving yourself those three things. But here's the deal. Now that you've done that, you're going to put together 1 to 3 activities that you are going to do every single day. And you measure whether you've accomplished those activities. Then when we get to the outcome, right, that's when we actually see if the lead measures have been successful. If they have not been successful or not to our liking, we can increase them. We can, change them, tweak them a little bit. But the idea here is putting you in control. You know, I don't like to leave things to chance. I don't like to leave our success to chance. So here, I want us to be in control of our success, and this is the way that you do it. And the actions are so vital, all right? Just like using the phone, right? It would be really interesting if I had someone else do it, because I probably would fail at it. But imagine if you had someone else with like a stopwatch that followed you around, and every time you checked your phone or something for whatever reason, I think they're mowing the lawn outside, by the way, on a side note. Anyways, if you check, if you get distracted, do anything for any reason, and how much time that eats up, how much action that doesn't take, or that you're not using the actual time to really narrow in on those lead measures and accomplish them, you know what I mean? How much are you actually losing? Now, here's the deal. I'm not saying that you need to stop doing all the other work that you have to do. That would be silly. Okay, I mean, you can't function. We can't live our lives. We've got to do multiple things. But what I am saying is that you know, use some time chunking here, right? Chunk out a piece of time, maybe an hour, maybe an hour and a half, okay? 45 minutes if that's all you got. And literally everything else stops. And that's all you focus on. That's all you focus on, accomplishing those lead measures that you've put into place in order to reach the lag measure or the goal that you set out for. And you do that on a daily basis, okay? You measure them so that they can alter the outcome. All right, I hope that this helps. I hope that, you know, you can take a step back, look at what you're doing, see if, you know what, maybe I'm not accomplishing all that I can accomplish because, you know, honestly, things being thrown at me everywhere. I see this, I see that. I'm, you know, maybe part of the challenge is maybe you have, what is it called? Maybe you have analysis paralysis, right? Maybe you have challenges that are stopping you. You've got our families are home. Maybe the kids are bothering you. Maybe whatever is going on. You know what I mean? Like I said, your phone keeps sending you messages. You've got videos you got to watch. Everything pops up. You're working and then Facebook pops up. You've got a message or some, there's a new video posted, something, whatever. Okay. Pick a time and literally focus in on those lead measures only. That's all you do at that moment. Okay. Everything else has to stop around you. And if you narrow in your focus like that on a daily basis with those lead measures, you'll reach that goal that you're trying to reach. And if nothing else, you will at least be able to tweak and change what daily things you need to do in order to reach your goal. It really is a powerful, simple way, but deceivingly challenging. Because it can be, I mean, when was the last time you honestly tried to disconnect? I mean, really, like disconnect from anything, from technology, from the world, from people bothering you, from phone calls, from anything, right? When was the last time you were really able to do that for a period of time, like an hour? I mean, I can't, like, it's hard. It's really hard. Like, I can't even, I'm afraid, like, I do so much with my phone, I feel like I need to just turn the thing off, and then I kind of freaked out of my mind if I turn my phone off. Oh my gosh, I'm going to miss something, right? And of course, I run a lot through my phone, and you might too. You know, I run a lot of business through my phone. But the problem with that, again, is that I cannot focus, I cannot, you know, narrow my focus, focus those beams, those rays of light, right, through the magnifying glass. I can't do that if I'm constantly messing around with all kinds of other stuff. All right, so if you have any questions, comments about this, please go ahead and post them. I hope this was helpful. Again, take a step back. Look at the actions that you are doing on a daily basis, okay? Do not focus on the measure, the goal at the end. You have to have it, no doubt, but don't focus on that goal because if you focus on that goal, you cannot change the outcome. You need to focus on the daily actions that you can actually change the outcome for. Right? You can change the outcome whether you send an email, whether you put up a new gig on Fiverr, whether you audition for an audiobook, right? Whether you make a phone call, whether you post a sample on social media. You can focus your time. You can change that. You cannot change the outcome when you get that to that point to measure it. So it does you no good to track that. It does you very good to track the daily things that you need to do, the daily actions you need to take. All right, so let's see who's watching. We got Dan, what's up from YouTube? We got VoiceOver Angela, hello. We've got the City Troll from, wow, I actually caught you live. We've got Don from YouTube, what's up? We got Nick, hey, what's up, Nick? We've got Neil, it's good to have you, Neil. Let's see, we got Big Jim. What's up? We've got Don Sharp. Focus on the outcome, not the obstacle. Well, and that's true. I mean, we didn't even mention the obstacle. The obstacle is not even, right, it's not even important. Not even important. Jeremy, what's up? My man, Jeremy. Sean, good morning. Good to have you, Sean. Paul and Frankie, RV. I have been working on ACX auditions. I'm new at VO, and boy, I am struggling hard. Well, it's great to have you and keep up the good fight. I promise you it will get easier, but it is a business. So, you know, make sure, like we talk about these things today, make sure you are really listening to them, putting them into practice. Because in the end, the reality is, do you want to own a business or do you want to own a job? And that's probably a really good, I got to write that down because that's a good topic to talk about with people. And I think we should talk about that on our next live or maybe a podcast or both. But think about that. Do you want to own a business or do you want to own a job? And what are the differences between a business and a job? But anyways, keep up the good fight, my friend, and keep watching. We'll get you hooked up. Frankie says, I haven't even thought about Fiverr yet. What is the best website for free websites? You know, honestly, I would not recommend, if you're going to try to get a free website, don't get a website. And I say that out of the fact that there's no way your free website is going to help you more than Fiverr or ACX or Upwork or Voices or any of these other sites. People are never going to find your website, right? And in fact, they will actually find you and prefer to work with you off of these other platforms, okay, than they would on your website. And if they do work with you off of these websites, really what you need is a PayPal account. You know what I mean? The reason why I say that is if you're going to get a website, and I do think you need one, you need to put in, you know, you got to think your website needs to have some really, like you've got to have a really great looking website. It's got to be robust enough for you to actually be able to put content on your website, or it's honestly useful. It's honestly useless because you can use any other platform that they've already built out that these people could go on and purchase, and you know, it's easy to deal with. If you don't pay for either designers or you know how to design or you pay for, you know, like a site, a company that manages sites or they know how to do things like that, you know, you're going to struggle with it. That's just my personal opinion. Other people might be different, but that's my personal opinion. Let's see, because to me, what we're talking about, right, that's probably not the greatest, you know, to reach your goal, whatever it is, you know, your wildly important goal, that probably is not the best use of your time trying to figure out, you know, where to get a free website or how to make a free website look good, right? So, you know, that's just my opinion. Let's see, Facebook user, hey, I hate when I can't see your name, but great advice, thank you. Frank, what's up, Anthony? What's up, Frank? Sherry, I was saying that is what... I think they're right out the window, weed eating or something. Sherry says, I was saying that it was what I wanted to do, unplugging with your videos and planning this weekend by the lake. Great topic. Awesome. Absolutely. Wonderful. What lake are you going to? Great content, Anthony. Greetings from the Dominican Republic. Awesome. Hello from the Dominican Republic. Hope you guys are doing well. Let's see. Dave G., talk about dealing with unreasonable clients, multiple revisions, not happy, trying to avoid cancel refund. That, yeah, I feel you. I know what you're dealing with, Dave. I know what you're dealing with. I will tell you this, and it's hard for me. Those people who, you know, work on Fiverr or other platforms where you've got time limits where you've got to deal with it. When I first started on Fiverr, I had got a message from somebody looking for a quote. It took me about 15 minutes to get back to them, and because I actually was thinking about how much I was going to charge. I was just starting out. I didn't know what to do. So by the time I sent them a quote, they came back to me and said, oh, we're sorry. We went with someone else. They beat you to the punch. That very thing from the beginning on Fiverr, it like told me that I couldn't take time. Like I had to be fast. So what happened was that those beeps controlled me. And now out of habit, I still struggle with that. But the thing is we've got to be able, even with Fiverr, you've got to be able to put limits on it or it will control you and you won't control it. And take it from a guy who has really done a lot on that platform that, you know, there comes a point where you got to step back and say, okay, this is not how I want my business to run. Okay. But I hear you, man. Best of luck with that. Alan, interesting topic. Thank you, sir. Dave G, systems, not goals. Okay. Let's see. Paul, I'm not sure what you mean, Dave. Paul and Frankie, thanks for the info. I watch all your vids. Very helpful. Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's see. Greg says, howdy. Ken says, free webinar chat. Cool, thanks. Oh, yeah, Kent. I do this like every time, you know, when I do a live. I try to make sure at the end I answer any questions or comments that you guys have. But listen, thank you so much. And remember, now more than ever, it's important for us to really narrow our focus. Really narrow our focus. There's so many things going on with the news and in our country and around the world that it's so easy to lose focus on moving our business forward, getting the things that we're trying to accomplish, the goals we're trying to accomplish. Okay, so focus in, narrow in, using those, all right, lead measures I talked about, which remember are specific 1 to 3 actions that are going to be able to be measured by you on a daily basis, on a regular basis, that will be able to manipulate. And use the word manipulate, but be able to form, if you will, change, bring about the accomplishment of that goal that you're trying to reach, okay? All right, that's the idea here. And not all actions are created equal. You need to focus in on the actual actions that can change the outcome if you do them, right? And that you can actually do them on a daily basis. Okay. So let's finish up here. Let's see. Sean says, I have reached a point in my fiber business where I can kind of relax and pick and choose. It's a wonderful feeling to be able to control your business. Nice. Absolutely. John says, hi, Anthony. John's here. You can do a lot, but not always two things at once. That is the truth. All right, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. You have a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Be safe, and I will talk to you soon. All right. Peace.